Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This is another special program of the Gospel Truth. Typically, I just get on here and teach the Word. But this week is our Thanksgiving week here in the United States. Of course, we have close to 2 billion people who could view this program outside of the United States. And so some of you may not understand that, but this is a week that we just dedicate. It's a national holiday to giving thanks to God for all the things He's done. A Christian should live their life that way and not just have a single day a year, but I think it's great to honor God on a certain day and just be thankful for the blessings that we have. Matter of fact, Abraham Lincoln, when he issued the proclamation and incorporated this as a national holiday, he made some statements in there. I don't have that right in front of me. But he talked about how we had been blessed as no other nation had been blessed, and we had had a string of unbroken successes and stuff, and we have thought in our own vanity that we, by our own might or power, had done these things. And he says, we've forgotten the grace of God and the goodness of God that has made this nation rich. And so he proclaimed a holiday so that people could just give thanks to God. And I think it's wonderful. So this week, what we've been doing, we've been playing some testimonies. I recently was in Uganda and in South Africa, and we just had a number of people give testimonies. We've shared a lot of them about miraculous healings. We've had 2 testimonies of people that have been raised from the dead. A person had a massive heart attack and was in the hospital, and within an hour or so of having an EKG that showed terrible heart damage, they got another EKG that showed they were completely healed. And we've been sharing these testimonies just as a way of giving thanks and saying, look what God is doing. And I pray that it's encouraging you. Today, I'd like to play another testimony that we recorded in South Africa. And this is from Mark and Samantha, and I'm not sure how to pronounce their last name, but they're a young couple, and they were just lay people in the church, but they got hold of the Word. They started sharing it. I think they had a Bible study, and they will give you the stats in here, but I think they've seen like 700 people healed and are born again. Anyway, you'll have to watch it. I forget the details, but they became so effective in their ministry that I think now they have been ordained just because of the way that the Word was working in their life and changing other people's lives. And so it's a great testimony. It's not just about getting bodies healed. Sometimes that's the spectacular that grabs people's attention. And we use those because of the impact that they make. But the greatest miracle is just seeing people come into relationship with the Lord and the way that the Word of God works in their life. So I think that this will bless you. I encourage you to watch this testimony, and I'll be right back after this.
Before I heard Andrew Womack speaking on God Channel, I was saved and completely ineffective Christian, frustrated. I knew about God. I didn't know who He was. And I thought I was doing a good enough job, but I knew that it was impossible to do the things Jesus did. And I didn't know how to, even if I wanted to. And then I heard of Andrew Womack, a friend of mine, said, listen to Hannah's healing story, and I did.
It was a testimony of the little girl who couldn't eat, and her parents prayed for her when they got back, and they had the power and the authority given to them by God to actually stand against what the enemy was doing. And because it turned out to be so successful, we thought, geez, these are normal, ordinary people. Why can't we do that? Because God's not a respecter of persons.
And my husband started downloading all the sermons. We started listening. Basically, the way I can describe the transformation in the both of us is that we were plugged into religion and operating off a platform of absolute religion and no true reality of who God was. And we feel like we've unplugged from the system, and Andrew's actually done the unplugging for us.
It's impacted our lives so much that it's changed the way we think of life. It's changed the way we do things. It's changed everything. So much so that we stopped chasing after trying to please God and started chasing after God's heart. And it's changed us in such a way that now without trying to do good, we do more good than we ever tried to on our own.
And like Andrew said, he has an influence to a certain extent, and then he influences people like us who take his influence further. That is exactly what's happening. We found people, our families and our friends, people in our churches, in church, have been literally set free. When we tell them about grace and how their sins have been forgiven, it's not a fear-based salvation that they're going through like we all went through the system of religion. It's just freedom and absolute love.
It's been amazing. It's been a wonderful journey. We've impacted our community in such a way it's beyond our belief. We've been driven to actually have a Tuesday healing meeting at our own house, where people come from all over the place, travel up to 70 kilometers, I don't know how many miles that is, but up to about 70 kilometers, 80 kilometers, just to come down so that we could pray for them.
We learned to command the body, speak to the mountain. We learned a whole lot of things.
And then we've seen so many people healed. About 700 in total is the amount that we've seen healed. We've seen cancer healed. In fact, the first person we've ever prayed for was cancer. And that person went back to one of the biggest hospitals in Durban and got a report back that she didn't have to go through chemo anymore because the cancer was gone. We've seen lupus healed, doctor's reports confirming. We've seen not only incurable diseases, but curable diseases healed as well, without operations and without medication. We've taught 70-odd people to heal the sick using the power of God and things we've learned through Andrew. But there's nothing that we've prayed for that we haven't seen results from. I personally have been healed from sleep apnea, cornea. My wife's personally been healed of problems with childbirth. She's now pregnant again with our second child. Our lives have been changed. The lives of people that we know have been changed. The people we've taught how to heal the sick have gone out and prayed for people with bones out of place that have moved back into place. Miracles like we can't believe. Signs and wonders.
And the most important thing we've learned is God is so real. He has never been this real. And I don't know how it's possible, but he becomes more real each day.
So praise God. I pray that testimony blessed you. These are people just like you who have gotten hold of the Word. And look how it's changing other people. And this is really what I'm out to produce. You know, I'm only one person. And even though I've gone on television around the world and I'm doing everything I can to reach people, there are people who know you and who watch you and are influenced by you that will never hear of me. And I need many people, just like this couple that you just saw, who took the Word and began to start sharing it with other people. This is what I'm looking for, is changed lives where people go out and they begin to start reproducing on their own. So, man, that's exciting. Now, I've shared a lot of testimonies from South Africa, and we had a lot more that we weren't able to share. But we also, on that same trip, went to Uganda, and we had a number of powerful testimonies there. There was one lady who I believe was a personal assistant to the president that came, and she gave me her card and said if there's anything that she could do to help us, she'd be glad to do it. And I think we have her testimony. And anyway, we have a number of testimonies here. I'll just let our camera crew fill this in and end this program today with just these testimonies that came from Uganda during our recent trip, 2009.
My name is Juma Ndokero. I'm a Ugandan. I got born again 4.5 years ago. I was a Muslim. I got saved in a miraculous way through miracles, signs and wonders. Demons wanted to kill us in my home. And then we called in the pastors and they prayed for us in the name of Jesus. And we were delivered. Now, after being delivered, you know, each time we would call in the name of Jesus, demons would run away. Each time we would praise in the name of the Lord, demons would run away. And each time we would read the word, demons would run away. So after getting born again, I devoted the interest in learning the word. You know, I wanted to become a practical Christian. Okay? So I learned about Andrew on Ero TV through the teachings. And while I listened to the grace message and faith, and I said, yeah, this is the man. So I got on the web and downloaded the material, okay, on the internet. And I read about God's love, about grace, and a lot more. And I was transformed and changed. One time I was reading about talking to the mountains, casting the mountains to the sea. And once, after I had read about it, my son developed chest pain. He could not breathe at all. He was crying, it was too much. Then I knew it was time for practicals. You know, God is a practical God. After learning that, I went and spoke to the chest pain and commanded it, just as Andrew teaches. And I said, chest pain, I command you to go in Jesus' name. And there it was, it went in a minute. And I was overjoyed. Then next time, there was a woman, a wife of a friend, at the workplace. He had pain in the back. It was backache. And pain here. I went and talked to them about Jesus and the healing power. And then after giving them a word of faith, I remember reading those very scriptures in Mark chapter 11 on speaking to mountains, because that's what I was reading at that time. And now, I commanded the pain to go. Now the woman told me the pain has gone. But there was pain again here. We touched there and again commanded. The pain left and then it is here. And so we told the woman touch there. And then he commanded and it went. In a few minutes it had gone. So I realized actually God has put power inside of us. We only need to know the word. And Andrew's program has really edified me. Because without that, I would have struggled. We've heard God teach us, he always teaches. And I'm really blessed. So each time I hear Andrew is coming to Uganda, I'm always part of the congregation. I can't miss it. The other time he was here in Hotel Africana, I was there. Even he has come here at Serena in Kampala, I'm here. And I want to enroll in Charles Bible College when it starts in Kampala, so that I can learn more. Because the more you learn, the more you are set free.
I've seen Andrew's teachings a great blessing. Because many times I used to teach in classes, because in our ministry we have discipleship classes, but we used to teach more of kind of the law teachings, the legalistic teachings, which we are like, you need to do this for God to do this. If you don't do this, the curse will follow you. If you do this, then you have to humble yourself, you don't have to step on anything, everything. That kind of teachings, that is what we used to teach people, putting people every time under fear. That if you do this, then God will do the opposite. If you do this, if you don't serve God, then God doesn't want you. Do that. So that kind of teaching, that's what we used to teach people. But when I got hooked up with Andrew, then things changed. Things changed. I even accepted myself. I could not accept myself. I could not know. I didn't know ever much that God used to talk to me, that Jura, I love you, what? But I could not accept myself. But I started accepting myself. I started having confidence in myself. I started boldly moving out and share the grace with people. So we started teaching Andrew's teachings in our discipleship classes. But I want to tell you that it has been tremendous down there. Because I've seen people receiving their sight just in class, not even calling people for a prayer meeting, but calling people for teaching, just a class. When people come to class, they ask questions. For example, there are two people who amused me also. One was a woman. She came in class to study, and after 2 weeks, when she was in class, I was sharing about better way to pray. So when I was talking about better way to pray, I told them that we don't need to ask so much this, the other, but we need to speak to our mountains. So they were asking me, or the older class was asking me, that Gerard, you have talked about speaking to the mountains, but what if a person is sick? How do we pray for that person? Because we have been praying that God heal this person. God do this. God do this. But you are saying this is the opposite of what we have been doing. So tell us, how do we pray for a person to get healed? So I asked them that, is there anyone in here with any pain? It does not matter how long it has been. So the lady had to put up her hand. And this is a lady who had been with leg pains for a long time, for good years. So she was like, my legs have been paining for so many years. I've been coming to class but forcing a little bit. You know, it has not been easy. So I told them that we are not going to pray the way you have been praying. But we let us speak to the mountain. Let us speak to this pain that is in the legs. And we shall see whether the true gospel that we are spreading is true or it is false. If it works out, then the gospel is true. If it doesn't work out, then it is false. So together we agreed that I'm not going to intercede. I'm not going to go for intercession that God heal her. Please let us just do it like it was just a demonstration how God's power works. So I told the lady that just touch your legs. And the lady touched her legs. And I said, in the name of Jesus, pain come out of her legs. I never repeated it, but the pain ceased. Up to now, she's free. And I was so excited about that. I was like, oh God, this is great. It was just a demonstration of what I was teaching. Then there later, after about a month, also a blind man came in. But until he told us, we could not know that he was blind, because one eye was seeing and another was blind totally. He went to the hospital and they told him they can't do anything with his eye. He has just to leave it the way it is until he will die and leave this earth. So when he came to class, he also found when we are teaching the truth that things work out by just knowing the truth, because that's what the Bible says in John 8:32, that once you know the truth, it shall set you free. So what we did was like, after the class, I told him, you know what, do you want your sight back? He said, yes, I want it, and I believe I can receive it. He said, oh, have you prayed? He told me, I've visited many pastors, they have prayed for me, and it has not changed anything. I told him, are you sure? Then I gathered all the class. I told them, you know what? This is going to happen tonight. Let us demonstrate what God's power can do. So we started speaking to the blind eye to receive sight back. So the first time I touched his eye and I commanded all the blindness to go and sight come. When I removed my hand from his eye, he could see me, but he could not understand that he was seeing me. But he could see something. He told me, I'm trying to see something, but I'm not understanding what I'm seeing. Then I remembered the blind man Jesus prayed for in the Bible. Said, oh, he touched him more than once, so I have to touch him again. So I touched him the second time. And then the second time he said, wow, I can recognize you very well now. You are Gerard. I can see you. He jumped up and it was so wonderful. I also jumped up and I was like, oh, this is beautiful, what God is doing. And that has been a short time after knowing the truth. It has not been years. That's just been a short time. I think it is just a year, something like 2 years after it has been just 2 years after going through the discipleship classes that has caused all those things happen. So I enjoyed it so much and it was so beautiful. When you look at the way I used to be in my life, before I come to the ministry, but my life, there are certain things that I have a lot of doubt. I remember one day Andrew was sharing about unbelief, but I never knew until he shared it that I was a victim. So I started changing, story by story. I've changed. My life has been transformed. I no longer have the fears that I used to have. I no longer doubt anything that God can do anything. Because some time back, before I got to know Andrew's teachings, I could little bit doubt God. To be honest, I could doubt that, oh, God can do this, but this one I think he cannot do. That's how I used to live. But the most thing about it was like I was a leader, so I don't know how other people who are following me could feel, because I could even sometimes doubt what God could do, and I'm a leader, so it was affecting many people. But after coming to Andrew's teachings, at least my life has greatly changed. And I just want to request one thing, that Andrew should just continue the work that he does. Many nations need this. I've been in South Sudan. I've been in Kenya. I've been in Congo. I've been in different areas. But people need such teachings. People are like, wow, this is different. I've been called up in different ministries. I've visited different churches. But whenever I go, people are like, but Gerard, what you are teaching is not what other people are teaching. This is a great work that you are doing. Then I had to refer to them that, you know what, I've been in position to do this by what Andrew has put in me. You know, I'd never met Andrew, but what he had done in my life, it was as if every day I could sleep with him. It was like every day I was with Andrew, but just by his own teachings. So I was blessed so much, and I really don't have anything that I can give to Andrew Baka Ministries. And I feel like even the partnership that I partner with them is not even enough. I feel like I don't even pray enough for them. You know, I feel like I have nothing that I can ever use to appreciate how much they have done in my life.
I told you I'm a graduate of a Bible college, so I got the head knowledge from the Bible college. But what Andrew has done for me personally is give me understanding, give me wisdom, give me revelational knowledge, okay? The revelation that, you know what? The gospel is the good news. They're nearly too good to be true news. And that has been revolutionary. So I thank you. I thank him for having given himself out. You know, there is this aspect of sharing his life out that you don't... I've been there. I've gone through that. I've done that, and now this is the result of all that experience, and he shares it out liberally. That's phenomenal. It's a paradigm shift. It's a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at the reality, that you know what? Jesus Christ died for all your sins, past, present, future. It's been taken care of. He loves you so much that he gives his only begotten son for you. So you don't have to fear anything. Come to me, come to me. And that one takes away all the condemnation. He's not looking at you from your physical, from your external. No, he's looking at you at the spirit level. Okay? Spirit speaking to spirit. Okay? And that is so liberating. Because you see, the externalities now don't matter. In quotes. And it's the spirit level. And that's so liberating. Why is it so liberating? Because when I look at you, it now gives me I have a choice to look at you from the external or to look at you at the spirit. In the spirit, you're free. You're forgiven. Everything is okay with you. That's how he looks at you. He says, you're perfect, you're holy, you're righteous. So if he did that for me, I can extend that to my brother. And that's the liberation we have got. Whereas previously, no, you've done something wrong. I look at you from the natural. I dismiss you all. And I'm not able to express my love to you or express let the love of God pass through me to you. And I said, you're forgiven. Forgiven. And if you embrace that, we walk in unity. And the unity of the Spirit, what can exceed that?
This week, we are offering my teaching on the effects of praise, which talks about how praise affects you, how it affects the devil, and how it affects God. Most people haven't really thought about that. And I tell you, this is a powerful teaching. And we're also offering this brand new DVD with these testimonies that you've seen some of these testimonies on our program this week. We've entitled this Changed Lives, Volume 1. And I tell you, it is a faith builder. I believe that this would be a blessing to you. So if you'll listen, our announcer is going to give you more information about that. But I encourage you to get this and start developing the attitude of just being thankful for all the good things that God has done in your life.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, The Effects of Praise, is available on either CD or in book form. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Request item T1004C for the CD album or T309 for the book. This series is also available for audio downloads absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. To order from the web, click on Store, also on the left-hand side. The third teaching in the album titled Effective Praise on the Lord is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this third CD free of charge when you write or call. Request item TW4C. This is the only day we'll be offering this third CD, so be sure to contact us today. We're pleased to announce that Change Lives Africa 2009 is now available. Contained on this DVD are powerful testimonies of changed lives, healings, and even two stories of children raised from the dead. Change Lives Africa is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Request DVD T3007D. To write us, use the address on your screen. If you prefer, you can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar December 31st through January 2nd. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to join me on December the 31st. That's, of course, New Year's Eve through January the 2nd. We're going to be back at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be a special time. I've got a special announcement to share with you. This will be my first time to share it publicly. And I tell you, if at all possible, I'd encourage you to come and be with us. Also, Charlie and Jill LeBlanc will be there with a live band. It's going to be a great time. Last year we had over 1,000 people. We're expecting more this year. Plus, you get a special rate at the Biltmore, a reduced price of $139 per room, and they normally start around $300 up to $1,000. And that price is good for 3 days before or 3 days after. So come join us for our Phoenix Gospel Truth, December the 31st through January the 2nd.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
And when they brought in their crops around this time of the year, they proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to just praise God for the bounty that they had in these crops, for preserving them for 1 year of being in the colonies, getting them through this winter. And it became a tradition with them to just give thanks to God. They realized that it wasn't their own effort that caused that colony to succeed. They spent a lot of time praying, and it was the providence and the grace of God that brought them through it.